Good morning, Walter. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Nick. Thanks so much for having me.
Look, why sex and comedy for millennials? Are they really the two arms as we kind of try and focus on that group?
Well, I'm not sure I'm equipped to talk about the sex part so much. But in terms of the comedy part, you know, look, we all love comedy. We all love to laugh. I think it's one of the basic human emotions and one of the greatest things we can do as human beings. And so, you know, certainly from where I sit and the job I have every day, you know, we believe that making people laugh is critical. It's fun. It's important. And honestly, it probably changes lives in ways that we don't even realize.
I think you're right. And I think what's fascinating to me has been the big rise of comedy as news and news as comedy. This sort of almost the comedy of outrage.
And there's certainly lots of that these days, you know, especially back in the U.S. You may have heard we have a presidential election going on there.
No, it hasn't really come up here at all, to be perfectly honest.
You know, it's interesting because I'm actually a Canadian, so although I work in New York, I don't get to vote. And depending on the day, some days I'm, you know, very much into it and excited and part of the process. And other days I say to my New York colleagues, it's your country. You go ahead and mess it up if you like. I have nothing to do with it.
I think not voting in this one would be high five worthy. I think I'd be so proud of myself.
It's, you know, it's a fascinating election. Certainly the most unique election campaign I think we've ever seen. And, you know, it's been amazing. As you know, Trevor Noah took over the hosting chair of The Daily Show last fall from Jon Stewart. And, you know, I have to say, Trevor has come into that chair at a time where it doesn't get much more interesting and, frankly, much funnier than this. So it's been a great opportunity for Trevor, and you know, it's been fun watching him adjusting, if you will, to the U.S. political system, adjusting to the craziness that's going on, and really sort of bringing that perspective, a bit of an outsider perspective, to the process. You know, I was talking to him a couple of weeks ago, and he, I think some days just can't believe what's going on, but it's been fun having him in the chair and having his perspective with the election. You know, it's also fun because he has seen crazy elections in other places. He grew up in South Africa and has seen crazy stuff go on there. So I think he brings a great point of view.
Is that sort of like what Trevor's doing? And as we sort talked about before, the kind of comedy, the outrage of comedy and the comedy of outrage, is that how younger people are identifying with politics, do you think?
Yeah, I'm not sure the outrage part necessarily, but certainly looking at politics through a comedic lens. You know, I think one of the enduring legacies of The Daily Show has been that it has really taught a whole generation of people about what's going on in the world. It's become effectively the news source for many millennials. And, you know, Trevor is sort of his running with that torch as well. And I think what it's enabled millennials to do is to see the world in a way where they don't just accept the facts at face value, but they question, they talk about things, they are at times outraged, at times they just laugh at what's going on. But I think it gives them a great perspective on what's going on in the world and politically. And certainly this year in the U.S., we need that perspective.
Unbelievably so. I think we needed it out here as well. Look, just finally, I'll drop my bifocals to the tip of my nose and peer over carefully and say, I thought millennials are broke. Why do we even want to engage them?
Well, you know, there's probably a bit of truth to that. But, you know, millennials are, you know, the biggest generation in terms of a group that we've seen in a long, long time. They are very influential. You know, what's interesting, too, though, is we often think of millennials as being, you know, 23-year-olds, you know, sitting lazily on their parents' couch. But, in fact, you know, the older end of the millennial generation are now in their mid-30s. You know, hopefully most of them have jobs, many of them have families and mortgages, and are starting to look more and more like, you know, like the generation before them. So they certainly have a new perspective on the world, but they are growing into adulthood, and I think have an influence that I think we're only just starting to realize.
Walter Levitt, a genuine pleasure speaking to you this morning. Thanks for chatting to Breakfast.
Thanks, Nick. Have a great day.